The following essay was originally aired in 2005. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, February 19th, 10:30 a.m. William L. Findlay Wildlife Refuge, McFadden Marsh. Layers of billowing clouds subdue the already muted light of a late winter's morning. Stacked up solidly against the Cascades, an unbroken charcoal-colored ceiling extends to the western horizon. Reed canary grass sways in response to a gentle southwest breeze. The honking, squawking, buzzing, and whistling of thousands of waterfowl overwhelm the modest rustling of papery leaves. The broad surface of the shallow pond is crowded with lively groupings of Canada and cackling geese, pintails, mallards, and green-winged teal. In the midst of the commotion, many of the birds sleep with their heads tucked into their downy breasts, oblivious to the uproar. Periodically, the winds subside and pulsing clouds of midges rise up from the margins of the pond. At first glance, these delicate insects look almost exactly like mosquitoes. But these tiny flies cannot bite. Hundreds of hovering male midges collectively dance in the air. The combined pitch of the humming of their rapid wing beats is an irresistible attractant to female midges. As soon as a female enters the swarm, she will be snatched up by a male, who will take her away to mate. After she is mated, she will go off to begin egg-laying. Adults live only a day or two and do not feed. A young red-winged blackbird with embryonic red epaulets calls hesitantly from a shoreline ash. Flocks of ducks and geese are constantly arriving and leaving the busy pond. An American kestrel watches over the soggy grassland from the top of a road sign. As the wind rises, the kestrel leaves its perch and begins hovering over the field on rapidly beating wings. For much of the year, the diet of these small falcons consists mostly of large insects. However, in winter, they compete with larger raptors for the numerous small rodents that inhabit the extensive grasslands of the valley's wetland prairie. William L. Findlay is the southernmost of three national wildlife refuges located in the heart of the Willamette Valley. The refuges provide important wintering habitat for the dusky Canada goose, a species of concern within the Pacific Flyway, and six other subspecies of Canada geese. Unlike other Canada geese, duskies have limited summer and winter ranges. They nest in Alaska's Copper River Delta and winter almost exclusively in the Willamette Valley. William L. Findlay is not a familiar name to most Americans. He worked in an era when wildlife photography was coming of age. He was born in California in 1876, but moved to Oregon at the age of 10, where he made friends with Herman Bowman, the boy next door. They both had an interest in birds and photography. Early photographic equipment was heavy and cumbersome, and the fieldwork was amazingly complicated. Findlay and Bowman routinely scaled to the uppermost reaches of trees or cliffs, carrying large and unwieldy gear on their backs. The intimate images they captured during the earliest years of the 20th century were spread widely through publications like Nature magazine. President Theodore Roosevelt, relying on naturalists to suggest critical sites, created the first wildlife refuge, Pelican Island in Florida, in 1903. After seeing photographs of Three Arch Rocks on Oregon's northern coast, along with Klamath and Malheur Basins, Roosevelt created the first refuges on the west coast in 1907 and 1908. Without these images, the passing of these areas would have gone unnoticed. Overhead, undulating V-shaped flocks of geese crisscross the open sky. Varying altitude and direction create a kaleidoscope effect that captivates the eye. This awe-inspiring spectacle remains iconic to Pacific Northwest winters. The Emerald Chapter of the Native Plant Society of Oregon is sponsoring a field trip at Mount Pisgah this Saturday, February 27th at 9 a.m. View early wildflowers and see habitat restoration work on the floodplain of the Coast Fork of the Willamette River. The walk is 3 miles long. Bring snacks and water. Meet at 9 a.m. at the Mount Pisgah Arboretum. For more information, call 345-5531. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.